And good evening and welcome to our evening edition here of North Bay Now with yours truly, Linda Bott. I know you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, she's been gone so much lately. Is she live? Well, we are live. We are live tonight and it is the first Thursday. It's the first day of July. So I'm very curious what that means to some of you out there in our listening audience. What does the 1st of July mean to you? What does this 4th of July tradition bring back as a child? What does it mean for you now? What do you do? Do you have tradition? Let's talk. We're going to talk about some traditions. And also, our summers here in, the North State and how blessed we are to live in this environment. And I'm going to go right and segue into, first I would like to thank, some of our sponsors here. I'd like to thank Shasta Regional Medical Group and Center. They have, serving the North State for many, many years, but they were there for me last year when I had, when I needed them the most, they were there for me in all great ways. And then we'll do some shout outs to sponsors later through the hour. But right now I'd like to introduce to you my very dear friend, Rhonda Culp. And you probably have seen her. Many of you have seen her because once you've met her, you would never forget her. She's an imprint on your brain. Welcome to our show tonight, Rhonda.
Well, thank you, Miss Linda. You are just one of my favorite persons. So thank you for having me.
I know we have a kindred spirit. We met, at a health retreat in, San Diego. And I was not living in Redding at the time. And, you know, after going through 4 or 5 days of, you know, fasting and juicing and just feeling like, you know, going through the basic hell that you go through when you do that kind of thing. And then the last couple days you come out and you feel like better than you felt since you were a baby almost. And so that's about the time I met you as I was coming out of this fast. And you and your sister were there and you were these incredible light beings. And I remember you saying that you sold real estate in the Redding area. So one day I was, go ahead, come in.
Well, that segues into this time of year because you said, oh my gosh, I am going to be in Weaverville
right
for the 4th of July.
Right.
And you invited us to come and celebrate the 4th of July with you.
Oh, is that how it happened? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I was going between Sacramento and Weaverville, but did not live in Redding. So, but that's what brought me to the Redding area. Yeah. And the 4th of July in Redding is just, has always been a huge tradition for many people who have been raised there. They go back. In Weaverville, yeah. But my father's birthday is July 5th, and on July 5th, right here on the morning show, Carl's going to bring him in and interview him on his 90th birthday. So the 4th of July was a really big deal in Weaverville, and that was a part of my life for a while. But then the 5th and the 4th and the 5th have represented many special vacations and trips because of my dad's birthday. So about the last 20 years, we've gone down to Sacramento. We've watched the fireworks down there, or Carl and I have emceed the firework festival here in Redding. We've been involved on that level. And then just various things that have kept me on this side of the hill. But how about you? Do you have a tradition?
You know, I'm a party girl. So if there's music and dancing, I'm there.
All right. So you've talked about, you called me the other night to go out. I said, Rhonda, I have to get up at 5 in the morning for the morning show. That's when you talk about your process in this heat. The process for me is getting up at 5 so that I can have, you know, see the sun come, the light come up over the mountain, and start my meditation and feed the birds and do what I have to do in order, because it's so hot that's changed. And so you and I today talking about, okay, come on the show tonight, because I want, what I would like to highlight with people is that even though this is a good gab session, is that you have been in the Reading area selling real estate for years, and you also have owned several businesses.
Yes.
So you have been a very successful woman in business, and I want to talk about what it's been like for you up in the North State. And you've owned a spa. You have sold, I don't know, do you have a number of how many homes you've sold?
Oh, my gosh, no. I don't even really think of numbers. I've been selling real estate here since 1990, and I say to myself, wow, I have trained 31 years for the market that we're in to be able to help buyers and sellers, and I feel like I am in my prime. So I never really think of numbers.
Okay.
I think of people.
I like that. I like that. People, because that it's all about referral, right? Having people come back to you when they move or when they have a child or something they're trying to they come to you. So 31 years.
I know, and that's really hard to believe since I'm only...
All right, 40. You started when you were 10. You helped your mom out.
I was a good assistant to young.
So tell us about what you did before you got into real estate and when you decided, I need to go into real estate.
Well, this time of the year especially is extremely hot, as we know, and I used to be a UPS delivery package driver. And I realized after 6 years of working for United Parcel Service that there were other people that needed my job much more than I did. I just wasn't enjoying it, so I was not living my best life.
So you dressed in brown.
I did, and I wore bright pink lipstick.
Just see her coming. Just see her coming. Hi. Oh, my God. Pressing that, with that door open, pressing that pedal.
As a matter of fact, I used to deliver to the fly shop.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
They
were one of my business accounts.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike was on the morning show with Carl, 2 days ago, talking about the fly shop. And I know that Bertha used to do a lot of the, when they had... placemats and, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Well,
but they used to have, like, tchotchke stuff.
I mean, Bertha is a beautiful, blue-eyed,
yes,
just amazing woman. And thank you for referring me to her because I met with them. They may be selling an investment property. So I did meet with them and I got to spend some time with them.
Well, she asked for you. So that was nice.
Yeah.
And she said, now, can you give me Rhonda's, you know, phone number? So she asked for you. And I will say that I called them today because they do have their Antelope Creek Lodge on the outside, right outside of Tennant. And we have been praying for them because they have a 450 acre ranch that this is where they've done the fly school and the fishing camps and the things like that. And because of the fires up there, they could not get through. They had to go through Bernie in the back road. So they were on their way up there. And I said, I can understand that you would probably feel better to be on the ground and rather than hearing information. So we're going to take a break when we come back. More about just the history of people here in Reading and businesses. And Rhonda Culp is with me tonight. And not only is she a dear friend, I asked her because I really want to promote and talk about women in business and what it takes and how Reading is changing, and we have our downtown scene changing, and, you know, what I'd like to hear from Rhonda. What are you seeing? What's the, you know, what's the temperature and the culture these days with real estate and what she's doing? So stay with me here and Rhonda Culp. This is Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with North State Now. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460. And how did you know that I love the Jackson 5? I mean, tell me something. I don't care, you know, how... I don't want to say I don't care how weird, but, you know, I was a huge fan of Michael Jackson.
Well, I mean, our era.
Yeah, our era was... And I want you to find Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. Anything that was off the wall from the album that Quincy Jones did, Off the Wall, would have been my days of disco when they used to use the records, really the records, and you could go in and say, would you please, you know, play that? And I would be like, yeah. Jubilations was the disco in Vegas. And, back when I was, of course, with the Gold Digger group that we were with, and we used to never have to stand in line or wait in line or ask to be chosen, and we had a place right down on the front with the champagne waiting. I mean, it was just that era.
It's nice, though, to feel special.
Yeah.
It's nice when people make you feel special.
And you have always, see, we don't have secrets, you and I. We say it like it is. We do.
But we say it like it is in a way that's loving and kind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's really nothing to be mad about, because we've only just always had been jovial and loving and laughter and feel good. So that's your girly girl. You know, when you have friends, when we talk about our friends and we think about the people that we do have friends in compartments. We have the friends that, are they going to bring their heavy, whatever it is, and you try to be there for them, okay, but you just know that that's what it is. And then you have other friends that are complicated, but they're still your friends, and then, of course, there's their family. And then you have the girls that are just fun to be with. And you are a party girl. You're going here. You're going there. You always are dancing. You call us, come on, let's go dancing. And you're the person I always think of like, where? Oh, I have this. Oh, my gosh, I have to ask Rhonda to go to this. You know, you're the added incredible cherry on top or the spice that makes the meal. How do you like that?
Well, I love that. I love that. No matter what, I think most people know that we all have our times where we are up and we are jovial and we love to have a good time. And then there are times where we just want to be. And we all need that rejuvenation time. So the general public sees me when I'm out and about. And then when I'm at home at my Redding's Riverside Retreat,
yes,
I just relax. And I just watch the river go by. And I have quiet time.
Well, but what we see on Facebook with you is that you're paddle boarding, you're floating down the river, you're at this event, you're at that party. You really do get to have a big, huge social life. The Mosquito Serenade, events, concerts. You love your live music.
Live music is a huge part of me. And you know, when we think about our parents, like you mentioned, your dad, Tom, getting ready to celebrate his 90th,
right,
which I'm so blessed I get to stop by and have a toast with all of you.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to live music, there's nothing better. And I got to share, you know, from a young age, the love of music from my grandparents, my parents. And so that's one thing I do appreciate being handed down is the love of all kinds of music.
Now, you just I saw some wonderful pictures on Facebook where you went to Costa Rica with a group of girls. Was that some kind of like a retreat?
Yes, ma'am.
Love it.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
And that was out there for the world to see with these pictures, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Alexis Asby has a fabulous business devoted to women. And she just wants all of us to be living our best life, no matter what that is for you. And so I had gone on one of her retreats back to Greece 4 years ago. And so this trip to Costa Rica, I was fortunate because I got to have another amazing businesswoman in town be my travel partner,
yes.
Sharon Clark.
Yes.
From Home Helpers.
Yes, of course.
And so she and I traveled together. And
Sharon used to have a show here on the station. And
yes.
She used to do the Thursday mornings with Trish. You know, she's very well respected in town. And she has that, of course, Home Helpers. Like, my gosh, do we all need somebody who's an expert in her field as much as that? But I did see a posting that she talked about her renewed love for her business from this retreat. So whatever happened on this retreat, it got the juices revived and revitalized and the love for self and, partnering and helping.
Well, I believe also though, she's getting, some personalized business training through Alexis for the group of women that work for her.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's really helped her in her business and the women in her business, helping them, like, just be their best selves. And when you can be your best self, you enjoy your work more.
Right. Well, it's such a service of what they're doing that I would think now it's of service, but at the same time, when you are dealing with people who haven't planned, there is, according to Sharon's, you know, what she's talked about in the past, that, you know, where you can have go through a crisis. Now, let's switch over into the real estate section of what you're doing. We've got about 6 minutes left in this segment of the joys, the fears, the anticipation, the flags, how you walk people through the emotional part of real estate.
You know, over the last 31 years, I have represented resale properties, people that have already lived in their home and are wanting to sell, and then also new construction. So for the past 6 years, I've been representing Palomar Builders, and we originally met back in 1993.
Wow.
And Palomar Builders is actually owned by a husband and wife team, Sue Ty and Jeb Allen. They also own S&J Development, so the S for Sue and the J for Jeb. And they make just a dynamic duo team. So to me personally, when it comes to business, it's always nice to have, you know, combination of a man and a woman, because they each bring something unique to the table. Well, I think what I would really love to do is just clear up a rumor that's been going around town. You know, Palomar Builders has been here since 1990. They will continue to be here in the North State. Palomar Builders does not intend to go anywhere. They do not intend to sell their company. With that being said, yes, they have been in negotiations to sell their remaining lots that they have and they've been developing. At some point in time when we reach our 60s and you've worked your butt off your whole life, you know, you need to start planning towards retirement.
Right.
And so we have plenty of inventory still left at Stones Fair, which is new homes in the southeast quadrant of Reading. So right now we have 14 available homes, and we have this fabulous floor plan. It's a new generation floor plan. So what this is offering is a whole separate suite attached to the house, but it has its own entrance, its own little living area and kitchenette. So for people that have, you know, a parent or parents wanting to live with them or a college student, it makes a lot of sense. So that's our new generation floor plan.
I like that. Also, if you have a nanny.
Yes.
Or an au pair.
Yes.
You know, but it makes sense because there's a lot more people that, rather than putting their parents in a home, come stay, live with us, as long as you're not falling and, you know, that kind of thing where they get to. That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's called the new generation floor plan. All right.
Yes. Yes. You know, and I have, oh my gosh, Linda, you would love this fabulous woman I just met. That's the beauty of this business, is you get to meet such interesting people. This woman, Darlene, lives in this amazing home built in the 30s, and it's a property that backs up to the street that you live on.
Right.
So it's unique in that it's zone 2 to 4, which is an income type property. What I love about this woman is that she is selling her home, and she's in her late 70s. She wants to buy a motorhome and travel. I said, we could be Thelma and Louise, Darlene.
Didn't she say that she was, a nurse for years, or
yes,
a traveling nurse?
She retired as a nurse.
Wow.
Yeah. And she is traveling back to Minnesota for her high school reunion next week. And she's gonna, join up with a person who had a crush on her from elementary school.
I want the story.
This is what I get to meet. These
okay.
cool stuff.
Oh, and it's a beautiful house.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And so that house and the property. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more on with Rhonda Culp. This is Linda Bott. We're live here on the 1st of July. If you want to call in and talk about what your traditions are, do. I've got some tickets I'm going to give you for the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It's the 16th annual. This is a drive-through that's happening on the 10th. So call in and win some of those tickets and tell us what your 4th of July, tradition is. We always like to hear that. Help us see into what you guys like to do. More back with Rhonda, Culp. We'll be right back after these messages.
Slow down. down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
Oh, yeah. So, Jared's like, okay, would you hurry up and say something? We're in here just dancing away. That is from Off the Wall, and Quincy Jones produced that album. And that was when he actually, I think, really came out of anything that had to do with the Jackson 5. And he made a statement about his sound, his look. He was now owning it. And that was in the 70s. Yeah. So back here, live on the air, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm here with Rhonda Culp. And, you know, gosh, how it's been an interesting year. What does the July mean for you, Missy Pants?
July. Oh, my.
Did you have a tradition growing up?
You know, not really.
Did you buy fireworks? Did your family do, like, we did the old, like, get the fireworks and go outside on the curb with everybody else in the neighborhood and used to have the sparklers that you would
yes.
run around.
The sparklers.
Yes.
I do recall the sparklers.
Yes.
I'm not the best of the children to ask because I was the youngest, and my memory is just not as good as my sister's. But I do remember the sparklers.
Yeah.
And yes, we did have those.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we did. And then, of course, I think we probably went to Disneyland over a couple fourths, too, you know, because my dad was a native Los Angelian. And you were from that area, didn't your family?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Elementary school was Sylmar. Canoga Park was junior high. And Simi Valley was high school.
Simi Valley. Okay.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes. Ronald Reagan Library.
Library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've wanted to go there. I have not been there.
I've heard it's great. I have not been there. Yeah. It was done after I left. Mm-hmm. I moved to Reading in 1979.
Oh, my gosh. And what brought you up here?
You know, I knew one person, my father. He was living here. He was a builder with the Forestry Service. And I just, I ran away from an engagement. And
like a man engagement? Like I'm going to get married engagement?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I thought, you know, I'm in the family room talking with my mother and my stepdad and planning this wedding and thinking, oh, well, if it doesn't work, I could get a divorce. So I thought that might not be the best way to go into this.
Okay.
So I decided to...
Just leave.
Take a break.
Take a break, and this many years later... Still taking that long break. Oh, my gosh. Well, you have quite the adventurous spirit, Rhonda Culp, and we were talking about, let's go back into real estate. Let's talk about what is happening in this fire season, meaning not literally the fire, but what everything is on fire, prices for everything are on fire. And let's also talk about the lack of help and what we discussed a lot of this stuff and said, let's talk about this on the radio, is that you would like to really do real estate all the time, but sometimes you have to do the menial parts of, it's not menial, that's not the right word, but
sometimes we just have to do it all.
You know,
sometimes we as women, are trying to run a full-time business as well as, all of the other things that maybe many women have attempted to do for years, which means that 7 days a week, however many hours a day, you know, when you're done with your quote unquote real job, now you're also doing the cleaning and the yard work and the this and the that, because trying to find providers of trades that you can count on, that you know for a fact, if you hire them to do a job, that you can write them a check and know that you don't have to double-check their work. That's a challenge these days. It's very difficult trying to get good service, no matter what they charge.
I want to know because I think that is a societal breakdown. Because I can tell you, I know how I grew up. That's all I can come from, is that when my parents asked us, we were never allowed to sleep in. So being that you had no option to be lazy. We had to get up. If my dad and mom both worked, and my dad got up on the weekends we had 5 acres with 100 acres around us. So it was mowing lawn. I never remember any help. Well, there was no help around. There was like no painters, no. We did it all. Painting, cleaning, sheet rocking, nailing, fixing fences, cleaning. That's what our weekend was, always.
Well, you know, I think the younger generation does not like hearing, I walked 5 miles in the snow uphill, which that's the story they get to hear all the time. However, I recall reading an article that from a woman that you and I both know, and I really respected this article. It was from Patty Bay.
I love her.
And I thought it was ingenious because they used to pay a housekeeper. And she sat down with them as a family. This was obviously when Richard was with us.
Uh-huh.
And decided as a family of four how much money they would save if they all put on their aprons on a Saturday morning,
mm-hmm,
and clean the house together that money, that fund that they would have been paying a housekeeper, went into a vacation fund.
That's great.
Right?
Right.
So it gives everybody something to say.
Working towards.
Yes.
Not just where you give, parents give their kids a card, a Starbucks card, or a Dutch Brothers card, pay their gas, pay for them to get their hair. When we grew up, did we? Okay, I sound like such an old F.
I don't know if that's going to help any of the viewers.
I just want to know. We did not pay.
Our listeners, not
viewers. We did not have our pay to have, and we're talking the 70s. I was a teenager. You were a teenager. We didn't have people pay to dye our hair or do streaking. And that's a couple $100.
Well, I
that's
think,
a natural
you know,
thing for kids to do today. Where, what?
It's just, you know, there's such a balance. And, you know, I believe you and I understand there's always a balance. When we talk about balances in life, if you are out of balance, then it doesn't make sense. But then that's part of common sense. And I think that's where we're lacking a lot of in our society is just your basic generic common sense.
Well, and then I think that work is doing physical labor is very healthy for kids because they're, like I said, there's a buy-in that Patty Bay was talking about. You have a buy-in with pride of your home, and then your basic essentials that you teach your kids, like how to clean, how to iron, how to cook, how to clean, you know, how to fix something so that when you leave home, you're not this, or you're a roommate with somebody for the first time. You have these skills.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
so what you're finding with your Redding River retreat, you were talking about, you've got this incredible, beautiful location right on the river with three gorgeous cottages that you've built out and made these special location, B&B.
Well, I just really love, you know, I have a joy in decorating and having themes. And so that was part of just my joy. With the, you know, the COVID scenario that has occurred, I really stopped advertising as I was on Vacation Rental by Owner. But I've had some long-term guests stay through word of mouth and referral, people that come to town because they have, you know, a adult child who's getting ready to have a baby and they need to be here for, you know, 60 days because they don't want to miss out. And so I've been doing a lot of the long-term guest, which is actually wonderful because then I get to know them as well. So I've, you know, people are just part of my life. When I get to meet cool people, then I make new friends.
Yeah, I remember your birthday party, and I was thinking about this earlier, about your great big birthday party, and COVID had just, what month was that, by the way?
March. So, yes, because my birth date is March 15th. We had the party March 14th, and apparently COVID struck around, I don't know, March 11th or something.
Mm-hmm. So you had some people not in attendance because they were like, what are we? And the band, what band was it that you hired?
Oh, my gosh. I love them. They're from the Dunsmuir, Mount Shasta. Oh, my gosh. I'm drawing a blank because he's a saxophone player, and right. I love the sax.
Yeah. And we danced our heinies off. But that would have been the night that they said all of their festivals. Their whole booking went boom. So I remember the feeling of that. Like, that was a weird, like, are we really, this is a weird alternate universe right now.
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden, you've got these great jazz festivals that you're playing up and down the coast and up and down California and wherever else, and they're gone because of COVID.
Well, so, his name is Victor.
Yes.
And he has a duo with Allison.
Yeah, okay.
However, he brought his whole band for the party.
Oh, so great. Yes. Yeah, one fantastic. Okay, coming back, we've got more with Rhonda Culp. She's my guest and my really good friend, and this is a yummy time. So, Linda Bott here. We're live with North State Now, what's happening in North State Now. And Rhonda's been had her finger on the trigger with real estate, owning a spa, having Reading River Retreat, just, you know, so many things. And she's such a generous member of the community. We're going to be talking with her more after this break.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jared.
Yeah.
You are so cool. By the way, Jared is at the helm tonight. Going to be here again tomorrow morning. Hey, Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
What day is it?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no. See, we usually do that. We do that in the morning.
Yeah, you know, I was expecting this morning.
I was texting him.
I had thrown it away, but...
Oh.
Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day.
Oh, Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. You know, speaking of which, went to Taste and See Creamery, which, because it was a girlfriend's birthday. In fact, We should be celebrating Rhonda's birthday and
Linda's birthday.
Well, we've just passed it.
We passed both of our birthdays this year.
Well, it just happens. Anyway, Taste and See Creamery is a local business, and that we've had them on the show here, and that is just ice cream that tastes. I can't even say ice cream. It's a taste that you can go in there and get little scoops. And we had an event, and I bought blueberry goat cheese ice cream and lemon. And they were, the words don't describe it. You just need a little bit because it's so intense and so beautiful, savory.
When you use the word goat.
Yeah, goat just was like, what the? No, because there's something beautiful about the way that it does taste wonderful together. And again, they just Taste and See Creamery right down here, in the market area.
Well, we have plenty of goats.
Isn't that cute?
Down below the what is known in the history books, it's called Poverty Flats, which is the pasture that the Diesel Horse family used to use to graze their cattle. But now there are goats down there.
And you made sure you don't pick up a baby goat, even how cute they are, because last time you did that, you picked him up. You picked up a little baby goat, and the next thing you know, you had a cute poison oak.
Ah, yes. But now that little baby, those six baby goats have grown to a clan of about 35 goats. And somehow they escape the Poverty Flats and they end up in my yard.
What did it feel like for you, I think, about when they closed Riverside Drive?
It's amazing because I used to have to give people really specific, clear directions to how to get to my property. Now there's a stop sign right there at the entrance to my driveway. So it's like there are three stop signs. So there's no way that anybody would not be able to find the entrance to my driveway.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So I like to hear that because that's like a positive spin.
Yes.
Okay.
And anybody who stays there and they have their bike, all they have to do is just bike up the driveway and they're on the river trail. And the only people on that street are people who live on that street.
That's great. Okay, so you think it was a good thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent.
Absolutely, because there used to be a sign called bike lane or bike path, and I used to think if you were to ride your bike underneath that train trestle, you'd be taking your life in your hands because there was not enough room for two cars and a bike. So that was an accident waiting to happen.
Do you ride?
I do.
Okay. All right. And do you use the trails often around your house?
I wish I used them more.
Okay.
But the Chain Gang is a bike shop up the road, and when I went to buy a new bike, oh, my gosh, there's a shortage of bikes because of COVID.
Like cars, rental cars.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Appliances. I mean, yeah. You know, we use a local appliance dealer, Carmona's, and it's amazing. You know, if they would place an order of, let's say, 24 full sets of appliance package, and they would receive 10.
Hmm. Yes, I'm hearing that, but now I'm really hearing it again with, does it look like there's going to be, is that just as of just present? Is it getting better or are we still going to be in this, plug?
I believe we're going to see a change because, in the real estate industry, we used to have to provide these forms specifically, relating to the coronavirus. And as of today,
oh, really?
We no longer have to. So that is one less form that you as a consumer have to sign.
What would that, what would it have been?
It's
like, did anybody in the house have COVID?
It just describes your responsibility, the seller's responsibility,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
A lot of responsibilities.
Okay.
Who's going to clean after you've touched the light switch?
Oh.
Those types of things.
Wow. Okay. We don't think about those things when you're selling real estate and it's COVID. And it was like at the heights, you know, when we had that 3 or 4 month period of time there. Okay, so you have been now with Coldwell Banker how many years?
Since September of 1990.
Oh, my gosh. You found a place and stayed with them.
I am a creature of habit. I just, you know, I just was happy there. And I did just move from the Churn Creek East Side office to the West Side office. So now I am working out of the office on Buena Ventura.
I always thought you were there. Were you there in the early days?
Never.
No.
Okay. I always thought you were there.
No, I just checked in there today.
Okay.
As a matter of fact.
There's really a lot of big celebrations to go on here, aren't there?
Well, we have about 5 minutes. What are some closing thoughts? Let's talk about your take on Reading.
Oh,
today, in the current times.
Today, in the current times. Well, I have to say I love that, you know, we have made every attempt to have a true downtown. When I travel, I love any town that has a true downtown. So I know that's one thing that we've been lacking. So I do appreciate the efforts that have happened to do that. I appreciate the efforts of having a safe bike lane. And I appreciate the efforts of, you know, all of the things that go along with that, the new businesses, just, you know, positive attitude about, you know, trying to make this place a desirable place to live.
I love that. You know, we get discouraged at times with California and think, oh, you know, the kids are in Albuquerque and in-laws, other relatives are in Chattanooga. And then we look, you know, every now and then we get the Zillow reports and we look and then something happens where we just are reminded, not just the beauty of the North State, but reminded about the love of our community and the people in it. And we look at each other and say, no, if we moved just because we're going to save blah, blah, blah in taxes and we moved over, you know, you're starting all over. You're rebuilding the trust of your neighbors. You're rebuilding you know, where you go for your doctors and, you know, are you going to be able to talk with your sheriff and talk with your chief of police and talk, you know, and so we just are very happy, and I've never nested for 15 years of my life in the same place. I've moved 22 times in my adult life. So 15 years is a long time for me to call a place home, and I don't see the change of moving out of this area.
Well, honestly, that's for me as well. I mean, I built a life here, and at this stage of our life, you do not just replace people.
No.
Right. Relationships, you just don't. I mean, I think that we're blessed to have a mild winter, just a beautiful spring, fabulous fall. And our summers get a little bit hot, and we go paddleboard the river or the lake or figure out a way to stay cool, travel to the coast, you know, whatever. But I think that this is still a wonderful place to call home.
Absolutely. Have you been on Shasta Lake this year?
I have not.
Okay. Have you been in Whiskey Town?
I am supposed to go paddleboarding there tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, well, good for you. Let's see. All right, so I just want to say to our listening audience, thank you for tuning in, and we're live, and, you know, I have great love and admiration for Rhonda and what she represents. She is the epitome of a great female friend, great spirit, great admirer, great co-conspirator.
Yes.
You always lighten my day, and I'm just so appreciative to have you in my life. And congratulations on what you're doing, and good luck in the future with all the things that you do. I know that you are Tinkerbell, and you add that little ding of light on the star of the mountain wherever you go.
Thank you so much, Linda. I just adore you. Thank you for having me here. And I'm looking forward to our
upcoming adventures for the rest of this year. And we have some planned. Okay. Thanks, guys. And thank you, Jared. We're going to call it a night. And I'll see you tomorrow morning on the morning show with Carl Bott with Free Fire Radio. Should be a lot of fun. We'll talk to you later.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.